This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to the summer podcast edition of Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett.
Hello, you have Away with Words.
Hi, this is Patty Parson. I'm from Denver, and I get to hear you on podcasts.
All right. Welcome, Patty.
Hello.
Every time I hear your show, I, like, came up with all sorts of new questions. And I heard your show where you did the word buffet as in a piece of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered when I moved to Denver in 83, all these apartment buildings had signs out front that say buffet $500, buffet $700, and we didn't think they were all selling furniture.
Or breakfast.
Or breakfast, right. So we finally decided it meant studio apartment kind of thing, or a place maybe only big enough for a buffet or something. Mm. But I've never, you know, had seen it any other place, and now it's really decreased the usage here. They're starting to use studio apartments. And I was just wondering if that was really what it meant and where it came from.
It's interesting that you should say that, because this use of buffet to mean a studio apartment is one of those things that a lot of Coloradans put pride in. They think of it as one of the distinctive characteristics of their own language. They're a little bit of kind of what I call civic pride and this oddity.
So it's a Colorado term? I mean, it's a regional?
It is, but I'm going to give you a couple different avenues that might have brought it there, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the story as far as I know it. As early as 1792, buffet shows up as a term for a refreshment bar in Britain, or perhaps I should say buffet, because the Brits tend to say buffet and not buffet, all right? Now, you're saying to yourself, what's the connection here? Just hold on just a second. By 1887, there was such a thing as a buffet car, and it shows up in American English, meaning a railway carriage containing a refreshment bar. So the first one means a bar, more or less, a place where you get a drink. And the second one means a bar on a train car, right? Now, there's a Scots word with a variety of similar spellings, some of them like B-O-F-E-T or B-U-F-F-A-T-E, very similar to the word buffet or buffet, that means stool. So this is my theory, without evidence. Imagine, if you will, that in buffet cars or in a small little bar somewhere, that what people sit on are stools. If they're small, let's say a railway car is, maybe they can only be furnished with a stool. That's just, I'm imagining it here.
Okay.
Later, though, and this is where we run into the apartment connection, we talked about buffet flats, didn't
we? Right.
Is that what we talked about? And a buffet flat is a type of apartment. Now, flat used to be common in American English.
When I grew up in Connecticut, it was flat rather than apartment.
Really?
Yeah. In some parts of the United States, you can still say it, but it's far less common than it was, and it's never been as common here as it is in the United Kingdom. So I think perhaps that buffet in buffet flat became more generalized and blended to mean any kind of cheap, small, squalid place. And I'll tell you why I threw the word squalid in there. You will often find people talking about a buffet-style apartment, meaning a studio apartment. That's a one-room apartment maybe with a kitchenette in the corner. Mm. They'll talk about them in terms of being less than desirable, a place you only go, say, if you just got a divorce and you got no money, or you're a college student right out of school and you're flat broke, or you're an alcoholic and you got nowhere to go, so you find the cheapest buffet. I'm sorry, find the cheapest buffet flat you can, and you live there.
So, Patty, did you say you lived in buffet flats before?
No, I just saw the signs outside the apartment buildings when we were driving around looking for a place to live.
Oh, I see.
Any indication whether or not they're desirable places to live?
No. I mean, the outside of the building didn't look that bad, but you never know.
Right. Could have been like some basement thing with like a backed up sewer.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks so much, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Grant, I remember we were talking about buffet flats when we talked about the word hankty.
Yeah, I can't remember how we got there, though, from hankty to buffet flat.
Who knows? I think it was some lines from a song or something.
Oh, that's right. There was a blues song from 1929.
Yeah.
There's a lady in our neighborhood who runs a buffet flat.
more of our show, including an online archive of past episodes, visit kpbs.org. Anytime, day or night, you can always call with your questions, 1-877-929-9673, or send us an email at words@kpbs.org.
Support for Away with Words comes from ThinkMap, maker of the Visual Thesaurus, an interactive dictionary and thesaurus. The Visual Thesaurus brings language to life. Learn more at visualthesaurus.com.
Yahoo! Go ahead.